Shamrock Rovers take on European giants AC Milan tonight in one of their biggest ever games for the Dublin club. Our reporter Sharon Gaffney has been catching up with Hoops fans who are excited about the Europa League clash but disappointed that only a handful will be able to cheer on their side from the stands at Tala Stadium.
Martin Giannocchi has been a Hoops fan for 50 years. His side is taking on AC Milan tonight in the second qualifying round of the Europa League.
Very, very nervous. You have to be nervous for a game like this. It's so important, you know, and it's so good to have AC Milan in Tala, you know. It's really great, not just for Rovers, but the people in Tala, you know. It's an awful pity that we can't fill the stadium.
And that's because of COVID-19 restrictions. Football's governing body has ruled that all UEFA-sanctioned matches are, for now, taking place behind closed doors. But Martin, a volunteer who usually sells programmes at the stadium, has a ringside seat for tonight when he'll be tackling a new role.
I'll normally miss the first 10 minutes of every game because I'll be selling the programmes. And I'll have to wait till everybody's in before I can stop selling programmes. This way I'll be a ball retriever, as we call them, yeah. Making sure the ball's okay for the players, for the throw-ins, and keep the game moving. It's absolutely unbelievable. My friends are all so jealous, you know. Like, sorry about that, folks, but that's the way it is. I'm just lucky, but the volunteers get paid back. This is payback time. It's great. It's great.
And he says the Hoops are on a winning streak.
Well, we're unbeaten now this season. They hadn't started a season yet, you know, so only played one or two friendlies. So we might catch them on the hop, you know.
It's a bittersweet moment for Rovers fans like 25-year-old Jay Mangan.
I'm kind of feeling buzzy, but then I'm feeling kind of disappointed because I won't be at the game, so it's kind of heartbreaking in one way, but exciting in another that it's not every day you see AC Milan come to Tala. To be honest, after what Rovers have achieved in the last 18 months is unbelievable. They've deserved it. They haven't lost the game all season. They went down and won a cup there for the first time in 32 years last season. I do think Milan, but I'm really hoping Rovers.
Club director Mark Lynch says his side might cause an upset. While Milan are still in pre-season mode, Rovers are well into their domestic league.
Yeah, I think it's an advantage. We've been playing since restart of our league here in July. So, you know, our guys are certainly fit. They're match fit. Milan are only back training and, look, their fitness levels wouldn't be in question. However, it's not a stadium of the size that maybe Milan would be used to playing, so it may disrupt them somewhat, and we'll see. We'll see when we take to the pitch.
He says that whatever the result, Rovers have come a long way in the last 15 years.
In 2005, the club was in examinership. The stadium wasn't built, and we fought to save the club from examinership, firstly, and then to get the stadium completed. And since then, look, we won the cup last year, so we're back winning big trophies and we're currently top of the league. So it is Ireland's biggest football club. We're very proud of our history and we'll represent Ireland as best we can in tonight's game. Hopefully by the end of the night, we'll say, and we put it up to them, and we may even get a result.
That's what younger fans are hoping. Members of the Junior Hoops Football Club normally provide a guard of honour or play the role of mascot for big matches.
Good luck for Tuesday, hope yous win!
Like most fans, this time they'll be watching from home, where they've been sending messages of support ahead of the big game.
Stand up for the Super Hoops. Stand up for the Super Hoops.
Shamrock Rovers for Ireland's number one!
It'll be AC Milan's first competitive match on Irish soil since 1975, when the Italians drew nil-all with Athlone Town.
The referee from Denmark, Mr. Sorensen, and Athlone's greatest ever day begins.
Despite the empty stands this time round, Hoops fans are hoping the home advantage will give the hosts a boost against one of Europe's biggest clubs. As tonight is a single-leg clash, whoever wins will go straight through to the third round of the competition.
And that report by Sharon Gaffney. That game between Shamrock Rovers and AC Milan kicks off tonight in Tala Stadium at 7 o'clock with live coverage on RTE2 television. And we wish them all the best of luck. We really do.